Anti-Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So we're now discovering that high homocysteine levels can damage your brain. So let me start off by telling you what homocysteine is, and then we'll get into the study, and then I'm going to offer some solutions for lowering or reducing the amount of homocysteine in your body. Homocysteine is an amino acid metabolite. So what that means is this. When one amino acid tries to turn into another one, it needs the help of the B vitamins, specifically B6. What happens is when there's not enough B vitamins or B6 in your system, you have a breakdown in normal amino acid metabolism. And so homocysteine becomes this byproduct that starts to build up in your blood, and it shouldn't. It's a good sign that you need more B vitamins in general. So right there, I'm giving away some of my solution, but that's okay. Homocysteine itself is turning out to be quite damaging. We're learning that it damages the inside lining of the arteries. And if you're a listener to Healthy Talk, I talk a lot about endothelial cells. Those are the cells that line the arteries. And when they get damaged, that's when we start seeing a breakdown in the cardiovascular system, atherosclerosis, arterial plaque, ruptures, blood pressure issues. It goes on and on and on. Turns out homocysteine could be a direct insult to those cells. And so we want to keep homocysteine levels down. So this was a study published just last month, August 2013, in the Journal of Affective Disorders, a good peer-reviewed journal. And they reported an association between higher levels of plasma homocysteine and an increased risk of cognitive impairment in older adults. Researchers from the University of Western Australia recruited about 358 people age 50 and older, and they did have depressive symptoms, among whom 70% met the criteria for major depression. They looked at fasting blood samples, and they specifically measured total plasma homocysteine, B12 levels, and folate levels. They also took these 358 people and put them through cognitive tests. Very standard ones like the mini mental state examination. That's a very classic type of exam that psychiatrists and psychologists will use during studies to measure the impact of something on cognition. And they also did tests of verbal fluency, word list recall, word list delayed recall. They even did some type of drawing tests where they asked you to draw like a clock at 3:15 or something. They use these in a lot of dementia type disorders like Alzheimer's. So they took these 358 people. They had depression. Some of them had major depression, right? They looked at blood levels of homocysteine, B12, folic acid, and they put them through the standard clinical research mental tests. What they found was that 71 participants had high homocysteine levels, right, defined in this study as a number 13 micromoles per liter. And I'm going to get into what I believe is an optimal level, and you'll soon find out that 13 is pretty high for homocysteine. In subjects with and without major depression, those with higher homocysteine levels had lower folate and vitamin B12 levels. This is important because, remember, homocysteine will develop, high levels will develop when you don't have enough B vitamins, specifically B6, but folic acid and B12 kind of in this study are representing just the family of B vitamins. Usually, when B12 and folic acid levels are low, all of the B vitamins are low, including B6. So it's not surprising in this study that they measured the homocysteine levels, and it was elevated to as high as 13 micromoles per liter, yet at the same time, the B vitamins in general, the B12 and folic acid as the representatives of the B vitamins, were low. That makes perfect sense to me. When the B vitamins are low, homocysteine goes up, and you're going to start seeing that damage to the endothelial cells. Remember, endothelial cells line the inside of arteries. That's important because we're talking about essentially what could be damage to just about any organ, right? Your arteries feed your brain, your heart, your kidneys, your liver, your colon. I mean, it all goes on and on and on, right? So if you're damaging endothelial cells because of high homocysteine levels, you're not just damaging your heart or your brain, you really are potentially damaging just about all your organs. So we really want to keep that homocysteine levels low. Now, in this study, remember, it wasn't just measuring those blood levels of homocysteine. It was also looking at those cognitive tests, like the mini mental exam. And here's what they found. Elevated total homocysteine was associated with weaker performance in tests of immediate and delayed memory and global cognitive performance when compared to those with normal total homocysteine. Again, this is a sign that high homocysteine levels are damaging the endothelial cells in the arteries that are feeding the brain. That means less oxygen and there's a more buildup of toxins. Because remember, blood doesn't just bring in oxygen, it pulls out the toxins. So if you're damaging the endothelial cells in the arteries that are feeding the brain, you got less oxygen going in, that's not good, and you have less toxins coming out, that's also not good. You see the connection there. So high homocysteine levels were associated with low B vitamins and at the same time, weaker performances on these tests. So homocysteine, and this is what the authors concluded from this study, and this is a direct quote, by the way, homocysteine lowering supplementation may offer a potential therapeutic target to try and mitigate the often disabling impact of cognitive deficits found in an older population. You know, as we get older, so many of my conventional doctors, I am a medical doctor, I come from that traditional side, so many of them just accept the fact that older patients start to have cognitive problems. I don't think that's correct. I do believe that the brain is incredibly resilient, and it could go on for a lot longer than the rest of your body does. So it is not normal, in my opinion, to have loss of memory, loss of cognitive decline. I think it's become common simply because of what we're doing to our bodies, the toxins, etc., right? But I don't think that's the norm. And here's a situation where doctors need to pay attention to this. Or if you have a loved one or a friend or even yourself, if you're starting to notice you're not thinking quite right, you're not remembering things, recall's low, don't accept that as the normal aging process. It doesn't have to be. Maybe it's something as simple as an elevated homocysteine level. So what can we do? Well, we need to decrease homocysteine levels. The optimal level we like to see at life extension is somewhere between 7 to 8 micromoles per liter. So remember, in this study, they were up to 13. That's pretty high. I've seen it as high as the 20s and 30s, by the way. So we like it in that 7 to 8 range. That's a nice optimal level. The first thing you want to do if you want to bring that homocysteine level down is you got to start taking the B vitamins. That's number one. The key B vitamin you want to be taking is B6, but I don't get into all that. You know, just do a good B complex, a high quality B complex that includes all of them with B6, and you're going to be okay. For many people, that's all you need, because B6 is important for amino acid metabolism. So you're going to bring down homocysteine, and your body's now going to metabolize amino acids the way that it's supposed to. Other things that help could be NAC. NAC or N-acetylcysteine, that also helps to bring down homocysteine levels. SAMe, which stands for S-adenosyl methionine, also another important nutrient for homocysteine. If you're going to do the B vitamins, probably like a B100 or so. If you're going to do NAC, the N-acetylcysteine, around 600 milligrams to 1200 milligrams a day, and then SAMe's around 400 to 600 milligrams a day. If you want some more information on this, just go to lifeextension.com or lef.org, and you'll open up the homepage. Just type in homocysteine. There's an awesome protocol that talks about what homocysteine is, the damaging effects that it can have, some of the current research like this one on the brain, and then there's a whole list of suggested supplements for you. Bring this down and improve your arteries, your brain, your heart, and really all the rest of your body. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.